listening to Recharged Radio.
Independent radio for independent music from the oldest big city in the world, or so he claims. Broadcasting on rechargeradio.com and podcasting at the justinwayneshow.com. Can you guess? Yes, that's right, folks. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
And a good evening to you all. It is Justin Wayne from the lovely Enfield, and I have a very special guest, and we're eating very special pizza, and we're going to be talking about very special things very soon. And of course, we are getting very close to the Go-Go Festival. We have two Go-Go Festival artists in tonight to discuss the Go-Go Festival and discuss themselves, so you can find out a little bit more about who's playing and what's going on. We've got Miri of Miri and Anne Fryer of I Am Harlequin. Right now, we're going to hear from a band that we were going to play last week and didn't quite work out. Obviously, if you were listening to last week's show, you wouldn't have even known, but we had some broadcasting issues, and we're going to play this tune now from the Night Noise team. They are sort of a collaborative effort based in Ireland, but there's a bunch of different Euro, sort of like Eurovision, except in one band, and way cooler than Eurovision. This is the Night Noise team, and this is called Drifting, here on good old Wednesday night on Recharge Radio. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
To be driven, not controlled. Recharged Radio.
Sit here on fire on the shelf. Never look back, never tell anybody else. That house in the so beautiful and
is Jennifer Richman, and you're listening to my new single, Beautiful Girl.
What are you hiding from? Where are you running to? Tell me what's on your mind. You're wasting away. You say it's okay, but I see.
Time shining with you. 5 million ways.
What a great set! Oh, that's... Shall I turn the... Sorry, the speaker's really loud. We're having a good time over here at Savoy Studios here in Enfield.
Savoy Studios, that's right. Legendary.
So speaking of special guests, we have one Matthew Pierce in the studio, actor, comedian. Can I say you're a comedian or not?
Not really, a comedian. I just am a funny guy. Dude.
He's a DJ. He's a purveyor of
Justin.
You know independent music.
I guess I'm like. Not involved in the independent music scene. I just am enthusiastic about music. I'm your friend, though. I mean, that's what's going on here. Are having a bachelor pizza and beer night, and that's happen to be here. And let's not try. You know, my credentials are not ironclad. I gotta say,
but you know a lot about the independent music scene.
I do.
You read Pitchfork, don't you? Do you read Pitchfork?
Of course. Like. Okay. I guess I'm a music geek, and that's like, you and I have this thing where you listen to real independent music and I wait for it to get signed.
There's good to both of those. I mean, there's bad bands that get signed just as well as there's
truth
good bands that don't get signed.
Truth.
So.
Yeah. And I always like the thing I envy with you about your show is, you know, being able to hear people way before. There's always that thing of being able to claim not ownership but claim I knew them first, and the thrill of being able to expose friends to somebody that they haven't heard, and being that gateway.
There were a couple of bands in that set we played. We should talk about what we played. We started off with the Night Noise Team with a tune called Drifting. Also heard Everything Must Go, which by the Locals. We're going to be on the show next week. They're going to be at Go-Go Festival, and they're in town on Friday. Saturday, they're playing up in Hitchin. So Jamie Taylor, go see him. Jamie's one of our new DJs who's from Hitchin, which is up sort of north of here, in the home counties, whatever the heck they are.
I make a Hitchin post
Hitchin
joke here.
You could. Or it's bitchin' to live in Hitchin.
That's what the bumper stickers
say. Yeah, that's true, yeah. So that was the Locals there, and they're going to be in town. Everything Must Go is a fantastic video they did on a chalkboard. And we're going to hear more from those guys, from Yvonne and the band next week, and talk more about that video. But if you want to find it now, just type in The Locals, Everything Must Go, into your YouTube searcher, and you'll find it. It's pretty cool. And then we heard the brand new single from Jennifer called Beautiful Girl. That was sent over to us from Ariel PR. Always a pleasure. To get stuff from those guys. And then that last tune is, I think, one of the bands that should be signed and probably isn't quite yet, and that I knew Matt would like. They're called Hey Penny and You Shine. We haven't actually gone an episode since I discovered that band. We haven't gone an episode without playing a track. We haven't played the same track twice.
Wow.
And it's been like 4 weeks now.
They're on
your
hot list. I'm ready to hear the record. That was the jam, Justin.
It's good.
The official.
It's really interesting and different. I like it. But like you say, it is sort of like MGMT, and it is sort of like Sue Jan Stevens. And
well, boy girl vocals go a long way, and the arrangement was imaginative.
Talk
spiky.
At least in this general direction,
sorry,
if you don't mind.
Sorry. Where's your engineer at?
That's me. And I usually have two microphones, but I couldn't procure a mixer from our producer before the show, so we're sharing a microphone. That's how good of friends we are, ladies and gents. Yeah.
I'm wearing a condom on my mouth.
There's one there. See? It's right there.
Yeah, the spittle.
The little thing. So we have a couple songs more to play. Well, we have 2 hours to play for you. And in the last half of this, the last part of this hour, we are going to speak to Miri on the phone. She might be in the chat room as well right now if you want to talk to her. I wonder if she is. What if I should click on my little thing? Oh, Rodrigo is in there. And so is... So hello to Rodrigo de Sá, the Island Music Show, which comes up after us. From 10 until 11. And, of course, the sergeant, a.k.a. Captain... Oh, sergeant? Can a sergeant be a captain? I think so. Or a sergeant can be a commander. So I'm learning this. I'm watching enough Battlestar Galactica now that I'm sort of getting the chain of naval command. That's a point. But Sergeant Snafu can probably watch his Battlestar Galactica, or has done. So hello to Sergeant, who is the commander of tour8.co.uk, which we're broadcasting from. So thanks to him for that. Let's play... One that Rodrigo de Sá sent to me, who are going to interview. They are on tour right now. They're called Dweeb, in brackets. And this song is just as it says it is. Just what it says in the tin. It's called Dynamite, here on Recharge Radio. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Be so hurt. One she dreamed of, gave her everything, made her feel so special, just like a beauty queen. Promised her adventure, come fly away with me. New life in a new world, it is your destiny. He takes her out tonight, oh, never gonna get home.
Please me now. And I am
Oh, that ended really abruptly. Uh-huh. It was a fantastic song, though. That band thinks we're awesome, so we played them. I'm not prone to turn down nice compliments, and it's certainly one way to get seen. She was very sincere about it. She said, "You were awesome, and we are all grateful for the opportunities that exist for bands and artists to have their music played. Indie music is now more important than ever." And I believe in what she said.
You just like that a girl emailed you.
Yeah. The wife is out of town.
Me. I've noticed, Justin, that you're playing a lot of female artists tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to play a few more, actually. So there you go.
Lonely times in Enfield.
Well, that was General Harrison once again. And they haven't put their email on this particular, or their website on this particular email that they sent me. But I will do that research and get back to you after the next couple of songs. We also heard Scarlet Riot play a tune called Take It All. They just sent stuff to us this week through Alex, who is the head of music at Recharge Radio. So thanks to Alex and to Scarlet Riot for sending that along. That was a great song. Little shredding madness. And then we also heard from the beginning of that set was Dweeb from Rodrigo de Sá with a tune called Dynamite. I think I've been neglecting the chat room. Jordan, who we're going to play just in a little bit, she says we don't need an excuse for playing loads of female artists. And I wholly agree. It is, we're getting near the Go-Go Festival. The Go-Go Festival is an all-female festival over in Kent. It is 17th to the 20th of June. I'll be there if you want to come along, Jordan, and other people. It should be a fun time. And we're going to hear from Miri, who is playing there, and an artist. We're going to hear some music from her in just a little bit. Right now, let's hear from Jordan, actually, who is in the chat room right now. If you want to hear more about her release that is out now, it's called Johnny in the Sea. This is the title track from that. You can talk to her in the chat room. Or jordanrein.com. That's JORDANREYNE. Is it Jordan? Is it .com or .co.uk? I forgot. I'm so lame. .com. Thank you very much. The server is working very well tonight. It's very quick. It's awesome. So there you go. Let's hit it. It's Jordan Rein, Johnny in the Sea, title track from the album right here. Oh, I didn't even talk to Matt. Hi, Matt.
What up?
We'll talk to you again in a minute.
Okay.
It's Recharge Radio. He says, I pushed the button, I swear.
Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home, come home. 7 years on, I grew tired and started thinking of home. I romanticize fields and the cycles of seasons and farms. I arrived and I married and I waited for the roots to take hold. But I wake every night to the sound of the sea. So loud, 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 she said, Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home. Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home. Come home, Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home. Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home, come home. If you forget how to swim once your life doesn't throw you too far, like you hope that the land can still hold you and keep you here warm. But I hear and I see and I'm sick of the earth and its gaze. So I'm walking out once, I am walking out into the waves. They say, Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home, Johnny, come. Johnny, come home, come home. Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home. Johnny, come home, Johnny, come home, come.
To be driven, not controlled.
Sunrise helps me get away from here. And I daydream about you. Throw your precious weight. Yeah, I fantasize about you. It's how we could run away.
Song there, Blue Skies, from her debut album Canvas, and the lovely woman behind the lovely voice in that track is on the phone with us right now. It's Miri. Hi, Miri. How are you?
Hi. Hi.
Obviously, one of the big reasons we're speaking to you now is because you're going to be at the Go-Go Festival on Sunday, going to be playing for us. And yep. have you been to the Go-Go Festival before?
I haven't, but it's actually my first festival, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Very
and
cool.
The promotions are really lovely as well, so
yes.
I know it's going to be a really good festival to play at.
Yeah, let's both go on the record and saying that the promoters are brilliant, because they've been really nice to me as well, I must say.
Yeah, they're lovely.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
But yeah, no, and so thanks for coming on and speaking with us today. We just wanted to sort of give everyone sort of a background on yourself, and so they can then come see you and know a little bit more about you. So tell us sort of how you got started in music, and well, I don't know, I guess you'd give us the abbreviated biography. But let us know how did you get started in music, and why are you making the music that you make today?
Well, Well, I got started when I was about 16, and I literally recorded these two tracks for a student film that I made, and my singing teacher at the time, he gave the cassette to an A&R, a publishing company, and they were interested in signing me. Uh-huh. And although nothing ever sort of came of it, it kind of got me really, really interested in music. And I always used to write songs, but I was more interested in film at the time. And after that experience, I was just like, oh, actually, this makes me really happy, and this is something that I'd really like to do and feel passionate about. So from then, really, I've sort of been doing music for many years, and I learnt music production, been writing for various artists, recorded an album, and just developing a lot what I do, and having a lot of ups and downs in the process, which is kind of all part of it. But I definitely feel now that I'm in a really good space with what I'm doing, and really, a lot more clear about what I'm creating and how I'm, putting myself out there, which is really good and really positive. So yeah, that's short version of my musical background.
The abbreviated biography.
Yeah, that was hard, but yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about Canvas and how that came about. Because that's your first album then since you recorded stuff on a cassette tape in sixth form.
Oh right, no, that was Canvas recorded that probably I think about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I signed to an independent label. They wanted to record an album, so a couple of the songs were quite a few years old, and so it was really nice just to get all these songs from the past and actually, record them properly and what have you. And it was produced by a guy called Monty Joseph and another guy called Paul Bruce, who works with Beverly Knight, and the album's on iTunes. And Peter Gabriel's download site We7 at the moment. And I'm really proud of it, it's my first album, but I guess as it was 3 years ago, I feel like I've really just developed and evolved, and what I want is different, I guess. I think from when I started to promote Canvas and did gigs, I realised that I really enjoyed doing acoustic gigs and stripping everything back, because the production on Canvas is amazing, but it's quite built up. And after that, I realised that I just wanted to try and experiment a little bit more of a rawer sound and work on material where the voice was more of a focus, and it was more about the emotion behind the voice. More than saying, right, we're going here with the melodies and singing really high. I guess like with Canvas, I connected to it and I felt what I was singing, but I was also at that time very burnt out from a lot of experiences I'd had within the music industry. So I was kind of a little bit shattered, and for me, I listen to it and I can hear that, whereas the new material I'm recording now, I sort of feel that spark again, and I kind of feel like if it wasn't for Canvas, I wouldn't have got here. So through making Canvas, it showed me that I want to try this, and just try stripping everything back, and it seems to be working, and had some really lovely feedback from my new material as well. So so Canvas was kind of the starting point, which is great, and kind of. Yeah,
it sounds like you've got a little bit of perhaps some wisdom for up and coming musicians or musicians that are sitting there with a bunch of songs and don't want to record them. I mean, would you say, it sounds like you would agree with this, but would you say that if you've got songs, just record them and see what happens, or what do you think? Would that be your advice?
I think so. I think it's easy to be precious with what you're doing, and it's important to value what you're doing, and you want people to embrace it. But at the same time, it is about the process. And, you know, sometimes just it's so nice to be able to make a song, record it, and then put it out there either on SoundCloud or Facebook, or release it as a free download. And it just allows you to kind of keep progressing a little bit more fluidly. And sometimes you can just hold on to your songs and be like, oh no, I'm going to hold on to this, not going to, you know, you're going to wait for the right opportunity. But I think it is about keeping things in the present, because you are always learning. And through doing something, through recording a track, and having that process, you can learn what you want to take from it, what you want to change. And I think even if you record something and a year down the line, you know, it's not you anymore, I think that's perfectly natural. But again, that is all part of it. You have to keep doing it in order to grow. Yeah. And that's just part of the process, really.
That's the fun part, though. I mean, especially just off the top of my head, you know, you go back and listen to the last 5 Foo Fighters albums, and you can just sort of see them grow and change as a band, can't you?
Yeah.
That's the exciting thing about it. As an independent music show, I cite Foo Fighters. I have to say that their new album is one of my my guilty pleasures at the moment. But. You've done some producing. You've done some. Did you produce your canvas? Did you produce canvas, or was that someone else producing it for you?
Yeah, that was someone else. I mean, at the time I was working on Logic at home, mm-hmm. on a little Apple iMac, and so I produced all the tracks originally with really basic drum arrangements and strings and piano and vocals. But then I worked with Paul Bruce and Monty Joseph, who produced the album, and so I gave them what I had, and we just had meetings, and I gave them track references of what I wanted, so they were able to kind of take the tracks to that next level.
Sure. Have you done any other production for anyone else besides doing those beats way back when, or is that sort of something that's sort of gone by the?
Yeah, no. I mean, that's the thing. I'd really like to. I mean, there's one. I'm sort of working on an EP at the moment, and there's one track on there that I've co-produced with a friend of mine, which again is really straightforward, which is what I wanted from the track, and that track that's kind of had a lot of positive feedback. But because my computer's broke, I need to practice, so I need to get another computer, and then I can start making beats again, and then I can start expanding. And it would be really cool to be able to, you know, as well as songwriting for other people, to also, you know, work on the production side as well more.
Yeah. Oh, there it is on your Facebook page, the dead computer. That's a shame.
Yeah. Go rest in peace.
Yeah. They do that sometimes, don't they?
Yeah.
So let's talk a bit about bringing the album sound on the stage, because you've got a couple of really cool, interesting people that are going to be coming on stage with you at the Go-Go Festival. And how do you what is your sort of gigging arrangement, and how do you put that together?
Well, at the moment, I just again strip it all back, and I keep it very simple. And keep it usually just with a guitarist, and then I've got another friend who plays electric violin, who sometimes plays with me, and he's going to be playing with me at Go-Go Festival. I mean, again, as a, you know, for other things in the future, it'd be great to have a drummer and musicians, but sometimes again it's just nice to keep it all simple, and especially when you're working with people who are your friends, and you know, you can it's work, but you can have fun on stage. So I've got Nick Harris, who's a producer from Spare Room Recording, and he's been producing some tracks with me or for me, and he's going to be playing guitar. And then I've got another friend, Boris Ming, who's in two very, very cool bands, Chikinki and the Precious Mings, and he's stepping in to play electric violin. And we've also got Hannah Harris, who's a wonderful singer-songwriter. She's going to be doing some backing vocals for one of the songs that I'm performing as well. So, it's gonna be a really nice sound, and I think people are gonna like it. I hope they do.
Very cool. Well, I'm excited about Go-Go Festival. It sounds like you are as well. And it's gonna be fun. One thing I need to ask you. Well, maybe I don't need to ask you. Maybe we just need to have this out on the air. But you're friends with a friend of ours, or maybe I'm friends with a friend of yours, perhaps. But we've played Lydia's band, Rosebud and the Butterflies, on the show for quite a while now, and she's been up to the Red Room with Mark and things. So, and she's a good friend of Mark's as well. So, there you go.
She's lovely. Great songwriter.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, she's played. I co-promote a live music night with a friend of mine called Blue Monday at the Boogaloo, and Lydia's actually played there on two occasions. And she's been amazing, and we're going to have her back hopefully within maybe in the January. The July or August edition. So yeah, but she's great.
Cool. Even in London, it's a small world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even in London. Well, thanks very much for coming on the show, Mira. I really appreciate it. And we're very excited to see you on Sunday at the Go-Go Festival, of course, over there in Kent. Yep. And you're at facebook.com/findmiri. Also, you said you're on iTunes and We7.
I guess if people go onto my Facebook, there should be... There's all the different links to YouTube and SoundCloud and iTunes and everything, so that would probably be the best route if people want to actually find out a bit more about what I'm doing and keep updated with all my projects and events.
Well, speaking of which, it looks like there's a friend of yours that wants a shout out on the show. Alex, is it Alex O'Brien or O'Brien Alex?
Oh, Lineage, yeah, from Kerry. Hey guys, yeah, they're lovely. Oh. They're really talented MCs and from Ireland who I've worked with and performed with. And yeah, if anyone's listening, definitely check out Lineage. It's lineagecrew.com. And they're really lovely bunch of people, but also very talented musicians and MCs. And if they're listening, lots of love from you guys.
It's nice when those things come together, being nice people and being good musicians, because there's certainly both sides of that coin that exist as well. It's certainly nice that it's always cool when nice people like yourself and good musicianship come together. And I might say that the sort of current social, how the internet works and stuff, I don't think we have much room for jerks that are musicians anymore, do we? Somewhat, maybe, but certainly.
It does get in there, but I think it's all about just, you know, you got to enjoy what you do, and I think, you know, the more that you expand that, you can... You know, it can be such a buzz when you're just making music or connecting to like-minded people. And there are a lot of good people out there and, you know, the most talented musicians. And, you know, the more people you can connect to, I think the more enriched your experience can be. Yeah. So, yeah, it's all good.
We'll go out with that. We also need to play another song of yours, and we are going to play Barcelona. Which tell us a little bit about Barcelona. And
Barcelona is produced by Nick Harris. It's a track that we recorded a few months ago, and it's actually going to be on my EP. I think that's about it.
Sweet. All right. Yeah. Well, once again, thank you very much, Mira, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
This is Barcelona on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
Hold me close and don't let go. night's beef keeps one feel inside of you. Do you want to be just a little free? Spend the night with me. How long like nothing I've before. I sat to watch the sun go in. I saw the harbor lights and then I spied our future in the now. Barcelona, take me in. Keep me safe and close to sin. Another moment and I'm found. Do you want to be just a little free? Spend the night with me. And I will love you like you never loved before. You could be more kind, but you choose to hurt me more. Shame it's you that I adore. My love, I'm too old to resign. Do you want to be just a little free? Spend the night with me, and I will love you like you never loved before.
All right, that is the end of the first hour. Me echoing back at you. That is the end of the first hour. Big thanks to Miri, and big thanks to Matthew, who's going to be here. I think he's going to be here for another hour.
I don't really have anywhere to go tonight. They're having girls' night in at my apartment tonight. They're watching South Pacific. I'm not in a rush.
What? Really? I sang a song from that for one of my audition pieces when I was auditioning for musicals.
There is nothing like a name. Is that one?
I think it was, what was it called? I'll think of it later. I'll sing it for you later.
Younger Badly. Than springtime no. is just...
It was one that the Spanish guy sang, or whatever. I don't remember. Anyway, so thanks to everybody. Thanks to Matt. We'll talk to him in a little bit. We're way over the first hour, so we got to wrap up this one. And we're going to start off next with we were just talking about Rose Red and the Butterflies. Let's do a track from Lydia and Rose Red and the Butterflies right after the top of the hour business right here on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio. Make sure you download the second half if you're listening to the podcast. Love you, podcast listeners. Don't laugh. It's not funny.
Independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. Studio at rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.